Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady, and I want to invite you to enter the Small Biz Chat Podcast giveaway contest. For the next 30 days, starting today, you'll have the chance to win amazing prizes if you subscribe to the podcast. All you need to do is take a screenshot after you subscribe to the Small Biz Chat Podcast and tag me, Small Biz Lady, on Twitter or Instagram. Once a week, I'll select a winner, and you have a chance to win one of my autographed books, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, or Fix Your Business. Or you might even get a chance to win one of my limited edition Small Biz Chat Podcast t-shirts. Don't delay. Subscribe to the Small Biz Chat Podcast today.
3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's the small biz lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady, and I am so excited to be coming to you for yet another episode of the Small Biz Chat Podcast. I am so excited to bring you what we call one of my Small Biz Lady Diary episodes. So most of the time we'll bring you great interviews of small business experts and book authors, but now it's time for me to just one-on-one tell you what I think about some aspect of running your business. And today we're going to be talking about don't be the mama in your business. And this is actually really important because one of the things that I have seen happen in my own business, and I'm quite sure there are a lot of other boss chicks out here doing the same thing. And so what I will tell you is I do not want you to be the mama in your business. And by that, I mean, you know, it is very important for us to hire people that want to work for us, that want to work hard, that can think, right? Because what happens in a small business sometimes is we end up with a whole bunch of doers. Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? And they will do anything we ask, but they won't proactively do anything. And what you need in a business that's going to grow is thinkers. You need people who are going to think about how your business makes money other than you. So it's really, really important that you think through what's going on in your business and how have you empowered everyone in your business? Let me tell you a story. Years ago, gosh, this is now 13, 14 years ago now, in my business, when I got pregnant with my son, I ended up being put on bed rest for 6 months. And in that time, I learned what kind of staff I had. And what I realized was, you know, I had staff that would do anything that I asked them, but nobody proactively did anything. And that was my fault because I had become the mama in my business. So I had not empowered people to make decisions. Matter of fact, people were afraid to make decisions because apparently if they made the wrong one, I would jump up and down on them so badly that they would rue the day they even got empowered to even be thinking about making a decision. So it is really important that as we think about the kind of people that we want to hire, as we're writing job descriptions, as we're interviewing people, you want to hire people who can think. You want to hire people that will be thinking about more than the little job box that you give them. You want them proactively thinking about ideas. You want to have regular staff meetings where you empower people to come forward with ideas. Matter of fact, you want to incentivize everybody to come forward with ideas. I would be, you know, leave out a box where people can give suggestions, you know, give $100 or an extra day off to somebody that comes up with a great idea that you implement in the company. You want to make sure that you are creating a culture where it is okay for people to proactively see a problem and figure out how to solve it. The last thing you want is on the first day of your vacation, and this actually happened to me, to have someone call you and tell you the printer broke. Like, what am I going to do about that printer from Hawaii? You know, I mean, but honestly, if you don't empower people, if you don't make sure that people know that they better come to you with a solution, they better not come to you with a problem. If you don't institute that from the very beginning, from their very first training and onboarding and orientation, what you could end up having is a bunch of people that are just working for a check. They could care less. If you don't ask them to do something, they're going to hide until somebody does, right? They're going to do just enough work to look like they're doing work, but they're not going to, you know, and you pay them just enough that they won't quit, but they're not really, really invested. You want people to be invested in your business. You want everybody to be looking for best practices and how to do things better. But if you're not talking to people on a regular basis and asking people for their opinion, you won't ever get it. And it will be your fault. If you become the mama in your business, if nobody can make a decision unless they check with you to make sure their decision is a good one, you're going to always be making all the decisions in your business. And let me tell you something, it's exhausting being the mama, especially if you're already really a mama. Like if you have kids, you got a husband, you got stuff going on, you don't want to have to be the person making all the decisions in your business. You want to hire smart people. You want to empower them to make decisions and suggestions. And you don't want to be the kind of boss that nobody can give feedback to. You don't want to be that person that people are afraid to speak up for fear of, you know, off with their heads or being talked down to in a staff meeting. You don't want to be that kind of boss. You want to be a boss that is respected, and you want to be actually a leader. You know, sometimes in a business, we get confused about the difference between being a manager and being a leader. And when you are a leader, leaders make everybody look good. Leaders know that they have to mentor their employees, but managers, you know, feed on power. Managers rule by fear. Managers are about, you know, letter to the law. You were late. They don't care why you were late. You were late. You're getting written up. You know, that's not the culture that is going to engender your employees to you. So you want to make sure that you are really, really thinking about how to empower your employees, how to give them opportunities to step up in your business, because you don't need any more people that you're carrying on your back. You don't need any more children. You should not treat your employees like children, and they should not act like children, right? It is time to take away the pacifiers. You need to have people that are good at doing their job and that are always seeking to do a good job, that are always looking for ways that you could do better. Those are the kind of people you want working for you. If you just hiring people you can afford, or you got, you know, kind of mediocre people working for you, why are you tolerating that? You need to think about that, because, you know, you're paying your hard-earned money to people, you know, in their paycheck. And if they're not earning a paycheck, or they don't have the right skills to deliver or perform for you, then that's one thing that you really need to think about. But I have to tell you, if you are the mama in your business, it is your fault. You did it to yourself. You being a control freak, you thinking nobody can do anything better than you, you are the reason why you are even more exhausted at the end of it. It's why you're mentally exhausted. It's why you're having headaches. All of these things are happening because you have not empowered anybody else to think in your business. You got a bunch of doers, and you go with that. Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? But that's not who you want. You want thinkers. You want other people in your business thinking about how your business makes money other than you. You don't want to have to watch every door. You need to have some people who got your back who are going to be watching the doors too. So let me tell you, do not sleep on this. Do not be the mama in your business. I'm Melinda Emerson. I'm the small biz lady, and I'm going to leave you with this action point for the week. It is time to throw away the pacifiers. People work just as hard not to get fired. And you know what? You want to pay them, but you want them to earn their paycheck. Make sure you're hiring smart people and empowering them to make decisions. Otherwise, you're going to be the mama making all of them. Don't be the mama. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady. I'll see you next time.
thank you for listening to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with Melinda Emerson. For more resources and small business success strategies, visit succeedasyourownboss.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday.